I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From brilliantly understated showdowns to gloriously poetic monologues, hilarious bouts of comedy and everything in between, these characters were perfectly formed with as little as a single minute of screen time. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 more best movie characters who only appear in one scene. Number 10, Sapper Morton, Blade Runner 2049. As much as we all love Dave Bautista's performance as Drax in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, his short but sweet turn in the opening moments of Blade Runner 2049 was the first major indication of his transfixing dramatic chops. Bautista appears in a single 5-minute scene as Sapper Morton, a Nexus 8 replicant who is now living a low-key life as a protein farmer, and has been targeted for retirement by replicant Blade Runner Kay. The brilliantly suspenseful sequence sees Kay arrive on Morton's farm with the intent of bringing him in, one way or another. Knowing his number is up, a visibly unsettled Morton eventually initiates a fight with Kay, using his sheer brute strength to overpower him, until Kay is able to mount a comeback and shoot him dead. Though a short film, Nowhere to Run, was released to flesh out Morton's character, even in his few minutes of screen time in the movie proper, he perfectly conveys the fear felt by older replicant models being hunted down. Moreover, he's far more than the blunt object you might expect, a thoughtful, melancholic character clearly wearing a massive weight on his giant back from a brutal past. Number 9, Vincenzo Concotti, True Romance. With a script penned by Quentin Tarantino, it's little surprise that True Romance is jam-packed with savagely hilarious one-liners. Yet there's a single scene in the film that just might rank as one of the finest ever written by the legendary filmmaker. The scene is, of course, the mid-film arrival of Vincenzo the Sicilian Cocotti, a mob consigliere who pays a visit to Clarence Worley's father, Clifford, in order to learn his whereabouts. From the first moments of the scene, Walkden's Cocotti bleeds menace, introducing himself to Clifford and succinctly explaining that he won't abide any lies, boasting that Sicilians are the best liars in the world. Refusing to give his son up and therefore knowing his goose is cooked, Clifford decides to deliver a brutally provocative riposte to Cocotti, explaining to the evidently racist Cocotti that Sicilians are spawned from black people. Cocotti grows increasingly frustrated over the course of the monologue, even while feigning laughter at Clifford's claim, before being pushed over the edge when Clifford calls him part eggplant. Cocotti then shoots Clifford dead and says with exasperation, "I haven't killed anybody since 1984. The entire scene is an acting masterclass by both Walkden and Hopper, Walkden delivering a full-bodied character inside of an incredibly tight 10-minute sequence, after which he's never seen again. Number 8, Uncle Ellis, No Country for Old Men. Deep into the third act of the Coen brothers' Best Picture-winning masterpiece, No Country for Old Men, beleaguered Sheriff Ed Tom Bell pays a visit to his Uncle Ellis. Having just found Llewellyn Moss murdered, Bell feels totally and utterly defeated, that the brutality of the region and the era is simply too much for him to deal with. In a mesmerizing scene, Bell explains this to Ellis, who offers up his own poetic perspective on the futility of revenge, before telling him the tale of their Uncle Mac's death in 1909, suggesting to him that ultraviolence isn't a new phenomenon for the area. In his chilling final words to Bell, he tells him, "What you got ain't nothing new. This country's hard on people. You can't stop what's coming. It ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity." The whole scene is a perfect fusion of first-rate writing, direction, and acting. But few single-scene characters have ever held the screen as magnetically as Uncle Ellis. Number 7, Miracle Max, The Princess Bride. After Wesley is damn near tortured to death in The Princess Bride, Inigo Montoya and Fezzik bring him to Miracle Max, a folk healer. What follows is an hysterical 5-minute sequence where Max, played by Crystal under massive amounts of old man makeup, cracks jokes as the heroines try to convince him to restore Wesley to good health. Once they inform Max doing so will ruin Prince Humperdinck's wedding, he's game for the job. As some icing on the cake, Max is also joined by his wife, Valerie, who helps persuade Max that true love must prevail through Wesley's resurrection from being mostly dead. Even with much of Crystal's dialogue allegedly being improvised, this snappy, gut-bustingly funny scene shows and says everything we need to know about Max. He's a weird-ass healer of questionable morals who can be brought back down to earth by his equally odd wife. Most movies would kill for a main character this entertaining, and yet here Max takes his leave after just one single brilliant scene. Number 6, Lucifer, Constantine. If you need someone to play a repellent sleazebag in your movie, there are a few character actors better than Peter Stormare, who has basically mastered the art over the last 3 decades. It's tough to single out just one great role. But Stormare's finest moment to shine perhaps came in 2005's comic book movie Constantine, where he fleetingly shows up as Lucifer in one solitary scene. Near the end of the film, Lucifer arrives to collect John Constantine's soul, though Constantine manages to bait Lucifer into a confrontation with the Archangel Gabriel instead. Stormare plays Lucifer as grossly animalistic, a repugnant and terrifying figure who cannot abide the fact that Constantine has played a trick on him. For as many mistakes as the movie makes, its portrayal of Lucifer is one of cinema's all-time most fascinating and unforgettable. They took a risk by keeping him off-screen for almost the entire movie, but thanks to Stormare's masterful performance, the gamble totally pays off.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5, Richie Cusack, A History of Violence. David Cronenberg's A History of Violence is a superbly crafted thriller from top to bottom, but perhaps never better than when William Hurt shows up for one mesmeric 10-minute scene right at the end of the film. Hurt, who received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination for his performance, plays crime boss Richie Cusack, who also happens to be the brother of protagonist Joey. In this lengthy scene, Richie switches from warm and jovial to utterly menacing in a blink, explaining to Joey the problems his volatile past have caused his own criminal operations, before ordering his lackeys to kill Joey. But Joey puts his special skills to good use and fights back, offing all of Richie's cronies before shooting Richie dead point blank, allowing him to return to his family life. It's not a majorly flashy role, but Hurt does an excellent job introducing a mobster character who skirts cliches and has very understandable motivations for wanting his own brother dead. Number 4, The T-Bone Waitress, Hell or High Water. David Mackenzie's brilliant neo-western Hell or High Water features too many excellent scenes to count, with every part being perfectly cast from the A-list leads to the most minor fleeting cameos. And few characters have ever left as much of an impression in just 70 seconds as Margaret Bowman's T-Bone Waitress does. When Texas Rangers Marcus and Alberto visit her eatery, upon serving the two men, she asks them the massively confusing question, "What don't you want?" before elaborating with a hilariously cantankerous explanation for her odd line of questioning. saying, I've been working here for 44 years. Ain't nobody ever ordered nothing but a T-bone steak and a baked potato. Except this one a-hole from New York ordered a trout back in 1987. We don't sell no goddamn trout. T-bone steaks. So either you don't want the corn on the cob, or you don't want the green beans. So what don't you want? When Alberto follows up that he'd like his steak cooked differently, she insists that she don't want no questions, and then basically forces the pair to both order iced tea. To cap it all off, Marcus then tells Alberto, well, I'll tell you one thing, ain't nobody gonna rob this sonbitch. Bowman, who sadly passed away shortly after the film's release, takes a potentially forgettable role and, with the help of Taylor Sheridan's tack-sharp script, makes this surly waitress one of the movie's most memorable characters. In barely a minute, no less. Bravo. Number 3, Daniel Collateral. Despite being centered around an assassin called Vincent, being driven around Los Angeles and killing people, many of Collateral's best moments are instead focused on tense chit-chat. Case in point, the fantastic scene where cabbie hostage Max drives Vincent to a jazz club so they can meet with its owner, Daniel. The three men sit down for a seemingly relaxing post-gig drink where Daniel, a man of natural gravitas, regales the pair with a story of the 1964 night where Miles Davis entered his bar and played with the band. Daniel is such a natural storyteller that it's easy for both the audience and Max to forget that Vincent is here for a reason. To kill Daniel for testifying in an upcoming grand jury case against drug lord Felix Reyes Terena, Vincent offers Daniel an out. If he can answer a question about how Miles Davis learned his craft, he can live. Daniel answers confidently, but Vincent isn't satisfied with the detail of the answer and promptly plugs him through the head with a silenced pistol. Everyone here is on their A-game. But between the higher-profile crews and Fox, it's Henley who lends real soul and grit to the scene. In barely 5 minutes, we learn a lot about the man's life and passions, only for it all to be snuffed out in a single second. Number 2, Pierre Lepardit, Inglourious Basterds. This might seem like a bit of a cheat given that the opening sequence to Inglourious Basterds runs over 20 minutes in length. But it is one long, unbroken scene, so it still counts, dammit. As much as Christoph Waltz stole every scene he was in this Oscar-winning portrayal of SS Colonel Hans Lander, don't let his outstanding work overshadow his primary screen partner in that opening set piece. The scene revolves around Lander interrogating French farmer Pierre Lepardit, who he believes is hiding a Jewish family, the Dreyfuses, under the floorboards of his farmhouse. The whole exchange, as Lander slowly but surely breaks Lepardit down by promising to spare his family if he gives the Dreyfuses up, is terrifically tense, due to both Lander's chillingly calm demeanor and the rising fear with which Lepardit regards him. It's a superbly understated performance, taking a character who could so easily be a passenger to Lander and making him incredibly interesting and memorable in his own right. Number 1, Bill Murray, Zombieland. Cameos where famous actors play themselves don't get much funnier, surprising, or more howlingly self-aware than Bill Murray's single-scene appearance in Zombieland. Murray plays a slightly exaggerated version of himself who terrifies Tallahassee and the other survivors after they break into his mansion. Murray surprises the heroes by wearing zombie makeup, allowing him to move around town undetected by the real undead. After Tallahassee gushes over Murray, the pair get stoned with Wichita and reenact scenes from Ghostbusters. Tragedy abounds, however, when Columbus mistakes Murray for a real zombie and fatally shoots him in a panic. As Murray bleeds out, Little Rock asks him if he has any regrets, to which he hilariously replies, Garfield, maybe. You can argue that Murray isn't so much playing a character as he is playing a slight caricature of himself, but he still manages to steal the movie in a scene that's far more creative and inspired than a typical fan-serving celebrity cameo.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.